rose again on the third day so you can have your sins forgiven. The Bible says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. Whosoever means anyone. It means you. Whosoever believeth. If you believe or put your trust in Jesus alone to save you from sin, you will not perish. That means that instead of being separated from God now and forever, you will have eternal life. That means a relationship with God that starts now on earth, and you will one day live with God in heaven. Are you willing to turn from sin and believe in Jesus as your Savior today? Right now, I'd like everyone to bow your heads and close your eyes. If today you have believed in Jesus as the only one who can save you from your sin, and you've never done that before, or if you have questions about what it means to believe in Jesus, will you show me by raising your hand? You may all open your eyes. If you raised your hand, please come and meet me at the back of the room by the table, and we can talk more about what it means to believe in Jesus.
That was a bonus. No extra charge. That was giving the invitation for salvation. This class is speak up and speak out. And it's... Would you do us a privilege of opening us in prayer?
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so grateful to be part of this conference, this workshop, Lord God. And Father, we just want to be these available earthen vessels to be useful for you, God. And we just ask that you would just pour into us what you want us to pour upon the children. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we're going to get you your handout. So, I don't have children on my own, but I raised my brother. And I came to Christ through the ministry of Jane Nishimoto. Does anybody know Jane Nishimoto? She was a longtime Release Time teacher. And I knew her name because she had given him a Bible and it was written in it. And it took me 5 years. I'm a slow learner, but I came to Christ through him bringing the word home. He was a witness. He would pray. He had his prayer time. I don't know who taught him about prayer closet because he took it literal and went and sat in the closet and he had his little Bible in there. He had his whole setup. He was about, I think, in the second grade.
Wow.
Yes. And then one day, as he's getting older, well, I came to Christ, like I said, 5 years. He started asking me questions. And the questions were pretty at first. And I thought I was answering them well. And I watched Mysteries of the Bible. I knew my Bible. I had not received Christ. But as we got closer to Easter, and the questions started getting harder. So I thought, let me go get to the reference manual, which is the Bible. And I saw that, oh, goodness, I'm not going to heaven. I always thought I was because I'm decent. And then I saw that I'm not. Not only not going to heaven, but I wasn't decent either. When I measured against Christ, I came to Christ and I began with Child Evangelism Fellowship. Well, we learned the Wordless Book. I learned the Wordless Book, and I learned a lot of other things. Bible College, you know, I started beginning my walk in Christ. Well, he was listening all along. He was watching. He was watching what I was doing, and he was learning because I had to take him with me. And one day I heard him out with the neighbor. It was in the height of goth time. And the little 12-year-old girl across from us was deep in the goth with the piercings and all that. And he sat her down. I need to talk to you. And I could hear them because they were right next door. And he sat her on the porch. And not only did he give her the whole message of salvation using the wordless book, the wordless book concept, but he was doing it on his fingers. Making sure that he, you know, going right down the road. Are you familiar with the wordless book?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So he went right down the row on his fingers. I was flabbergasted. He already loved Jesus. He brought the God's word home. I came to know Christ. And yes, I was growing in a different way than he was as a little boy, but he was learning from what he was seeing. And he learned how to present the gospel and shared it with the neighbor. The little girl started crying and received Christ. he gave her that you question. Would you like to be a child of God? Would you? The words we used at that time, would you like to be part of God's forever family? Oh. And she's crying and she says, yes, I would. Will you tell me how to do that? I'm out the window. First I was like this, washing up the dishes. I couldn't get close enough to that window. I didn't want to miss anything. Children can share their faith. How excited I was that day. And even to this day, that little boy is 34 years old now. He comes and goes in his walk in Christ, but he knows his foundation. And he even says, Mom, I'm out there but thinking I'm having fun, but it's not fun. Because I know that's not what God has called me to do. But I keep doing it. That's the problem we all have, isn't it? We know what not to do, and we do it anyway. Paul even said, the things I don't want to do, I do anyway. Children can share. Children can be witness. Children can...
Be clear.
Give a clear message. One of the ways that, let me not get ahead of myself. A witness is a Christian who lives for the Lord Jesus and tells other people about him. If I'm not a Christian, can I share about the Lord?
No.
I could, but is it going to have this? Do I have the power of the Holy Spirit?
No.
Like I was sharing with before, when he asked questions, I had right answers. They didn't have any spiritual depth. I watched mysteries of the Bible. I knew my Bible. They didn't have any spiritual depth. In retrospect, I could see the answers were correct, but there was no Holy Spirit in it. So, but a witness is someone, as a Christian, who's walking with the Lord. He shares what he's seen and heard. And what he knows. And when you tell children, be sure you go witness. Do they know what that means? No. You have to explain it. What I say is, go tell others about what you've heard about Jesus. Go tell others about Jesus. That he died on the cross and he came back alive. You'll find your own words to express that short and sweet, what a witness is. But use words that they can understand. Use words that mean something to them. We use big Christian words or even little Christian words, and they don't really know what they mean. Key scriptures for us to remind us that it's okay to have children go witness. They're great witnesses. Yeah. They believe. When a child believes, he believes.
Yeah.
If you tell him that there's a man in the moon, he is going to believe there's a man in the moon. Is there a man in the moon? God up there. But they believe that. So we want to be sure that what we're teaching them is accurate. We want to be sure what we're teaching them is true. And we want to be sure our presentation is at a level that they will understand. It's very important. What's comfortable to me may not be what they need. The words that are comfortable to me to get my point across may not be what they need or what they understand. More important than what's comfortable to me is that the children leave with something to hold on to. So our scriptures are, go into all the world. Go teach the nations. You shall be witnesses. This is what God has told us, and it's the same for them. Everything in the Bible for us is the same for them.
Yes.
But where they're... that what's going to get it across. They're not going to have a chance to read all the whole Bible or even understand what it means right off. God has given us that privilege to be able to present that to the children. Basic questions. You have your handouts? So they're going to want to know, what is witnessing? It's telling others that the Lord has done for you and what you can do for them. What he can do for them. So it's the who, what, why, and where, right? Who can witness? Those who know the Lord Jesus. And those that have been saved. And who do we witness to? Friends? Grandparents? Sisters? Brothers? Whoever doesn't know about Jesus? Let's see. When and where can you witness? Anywhere. When? Anytime. At home, at school, on the playground, in your neighborhood. The teacher, if you're a schoolyard overseer, can you witness to children on the playground?
No.
But the children can. Right? The children can. And how can you witness? You can witness by a changed life, by changed attitudes, by your behavior, and by telling others. So it's not just with words, but being different, that the Lord has done work in you. And that's not just for the children, that's for us too, right? Especially for us. It's hard to get children to believe that you're changed if you're still talking to them like this. That harsh tone, or that tone that you've had a class that's been all over the place and our tone slips. So we want to be mindful of that, because then the children will go believing that it's okay. It's okay. And they're loving you. They're loving you. They love you. They love your Bible. They love your God. And then they come to know Jesus as on their own. But we're always pointing them to Jesus, of course. But it's you that they love first. It's your God that they love. They begin to love in your Bible. We're pointing them. We're consistently pointing them to Christ. But that just seems to be the order. What a privilege that is. They love us. How do we share? So we can share with tracts. We can share by inviting them. They can share by inviting them to church, by telling the wordless book. Who's familiar with the wordless book? Okay. I'm going to give you this little book. This is the wordless book. Inside is a little book. It's called the wordless book. And we may not have time to go through that right now, but it's giving the message of salvation in using colors. There's a little book inside. And the instructions right here. And you're talking about this gold. It looks yellow, but gold reminds us of God in heaven. Reminds us of God in heaven. The Bible tells us that in heaven there's a street of gold. But that's pretty good, isn't it? We'll be walking on gold. But that's not the best thing about heaven. The Bible says that there's no sickness, there's no disease, no homework maybe, no chores.
No laundry,
thank you. Still not the best thing about heaven. The best thing about heaven is that's where God is. God is perfect. He's holy. He's never done anything wrong. The Bible says, He made us. He's our creator. He made us. He made you and me and everything that we see, God made. He loves us and wants us to be with Him one day in heaven. But we have a problem, and that problem is that we sin. And that's what this dark page reminds me of, that the wrong things I've done, anything I think, say, or do that breaks God's laws, that is called sin. What kind of sin do, what kind of wrong things do children your age do? Tell me one thing. What kind of wrong things do children your age do?
I do love my children.
They fight.
Yeah.
They say wrong. They say mean things.
They fight and they say, "This mine. This belongs to me."
Those things, that's called sin. The Bible says that we've all sinned.
Yes.
Not just you and me, but we've all sinned. And we can't be with God in heaven. But because God loves us so very much, He sent His one and only Son, Jesus, to die, take the punishment for our sin. Because sin has to be punished.
Yeah.
Yes.
That means that punishment is to be separated from God forever. But because God loves us so very much, He sent His one and only Son to die on the cross for our sin. And that's what this red reminds us of. But He didn't stay dead. The Bible says He came back alive. And He's in heaven now. have your sins forgiven, but it's your choice. You can ask God to forgive your sin, and He will. He'll take away your sin. It's your choice. It's a very important choice, but you have to ask. Would you like to receive Christ today? Would you like to take Jesus today?
Sure.
Ask Jesus to forgive your sin?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Now you can be with God one day in heaven. But until then, He wants you to grow. That's what this video reminds us of. Growing. Go to church. Read your Bible. Obey.
Pray.
Obey and pray. Read your Bible and pray. Obey what you've read. And witness. That means to tell others about God's great love. That's the word that spoke, friends. I've given you this as a sample for you to learn it and share it with your children as a technique to be able to tell others. It's a simple message. It's a one-minute message. I watched, like I said, I watched my boy share that with that little girl, that goth girl. It's a simple message. Take the time to learn it. You can see it online. There's an online video on CEF free demos of how to share the Wordless book. There's other ways. This is a Avangie Cube. Who has seen this? Avangie Cube. Okay. So this is a children's version. We are separated from God because of our sin, because of our behavior, right? Our sin. God is in heaven, perfect place. God wants us to be with Him in heaven one day. This is a child-friendly version. Jesus loves you so very much. He was willing to die on the cross. But He didn't stay dead. He came back alive. He made a way that you can be with Him one day in heaven. He wants to be your friend. And then He comes back. That's a children's version. There's an adult version. Even this keychain version. Handy dandy. And it's the same thing. We're separated from God. Jesus was willing. We're separated from God because of our sin. Mm-hmm. Jesus died on the cross for our sin so that there would be a way, He would make a way for us to be with Him one day in heaven. He died and they buried Him and they put Him in a tomb, but He didn't stay dead. He came back alive. And many people saw Him. Even 500 at one time saw Him.
Yeah.
He made a way that we could be with God one day in heaven. He wants to have a friendship with us. And how can we be that friend? How did you make friends? How did you build a relationship with your friends?
Talking to them?
Spending time with them?
Helping.
Very good. Okay, so how can we build that relation, build that friendship with God?
Same
way, by talking to them through prayer. Prayer is talking to God.
Yeah, right.
You can do that any place, anywhere, anytime, about anything.
Yeah.
If you're on the playground and you're having a hard time, is that a place to talk to God?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Any place. God
anything.
Wants to have a friendship. You can talk to Him about anything, any place. Okay? So that's that. Tracts, as we shared. What other ways? Invite them to church, right? Mm-hmm. Songs. You can learn songs, right?
They love songs.
They love songs. I know kids that they have these on their backpack. Well, I don't know them personally. I see them come in and, Mama, please, will you buy me this? We have a bookstore in Balfour. Will you buy me this? I can have it in my backpack. Sometimes the mother says yes, sometimes she says no. But they have that idea in their head. And learning this is simple. Less dirtier. Yes.
I've seen that in the bracelets where the kids carry that to school. Yeah.
Yes. I didn't bring that. We have them out there. I didn't. I grabbed everything. I had my pockets full. But yes, they have the colored beads.
Yeah.
And they learn them. That could be a challenge to your children. When they learn it, then they can get a bracelet.
Right.
Yes. It's incentive. We all like incentives. Scripture tells us not to be ashamed of the gospel. The children need to know that. Are they unwilling? Are they confident in their teaching? I mean, in their understanding of the gospel. Sometimes even we as adults, I know what to say. I hear, this is the most often, whatever. I know what to say, but then I'm afraid if they're going to start asking questions. So they know the general message of salvation, but they're afraid that if they're going to get too deep into asking questions. And some people will do that just as a challenge.
Yes.
Just to, not because they really want to know, but they want to. The enemy will use that only to trip you up, discourage you from doing it, or give you that fear. Don't be afraid. Share what you know. And the Bible tells us that God will give us the words that we need in that moment.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid. Go for it. And you tell the children too. Share what you know. But on your part, you want to make sure what they know is accurate. You want to teach them accurately. And that's going to come through prayer.
Right.
You want to expect the Holy Spirit to teach us, to show us. We're expecting the Holy Spirit to come through for us in what we know, what we understand, and in our preparations, so that when we present it to the children, we're expecting the Holy Spirit to give them that understanding, that clarity, so that when they go out to share it, it'll be clear. You want to be sure that you're teaching that child to pray and expect God to use them as well. That's important, that they're learning early on, that they're understanding early on that that's part of being a Christian, is sharing. I also want to encourage you to keep in mind that not all children that are going to church or going to your club have received Christ. They may have been to your club for the last 4 years. That doesn't mean that they have received Christ or that they understand. They might have received it, but they still don't have it clear. So you want to be giving the invitation, as I shared earlier when we walked in. You want to be given the invitation weekly. The Bible tells us that today is the day of salvation, and for each child it's different. For each one it's different. We don't know the day or the hour. They might have received it, Christ last year or last month, but it wasn't really clear to them. They knew that it was something they wanted, that it was something they should do, but still not clear. If you're giving that clear message along with your Bible study, you're weaving that gospel through your Bible story, they're going to get it. God is going to open that up to them. Use the same words each week in your invitation. Don't change them up so that 1 week they're receiving Christ and another week they're accepting or asking Jesus into their heart. Use the same words. Well, I did that last week. But wait a minute, that's a new something. I want that one too. I want it all. Okay, so be clear on your presentation. And that's going to come with preparation. Prayer and preparation. Any questions? Am I preaching to the choir? We sometimes forget. We get used to it. We're comfortable with it. What are you teaching? Daniel and the lion's den. Your class is on Wednesday and you're getting in there on Tuesday. No. Wednesday, you taught. Thursday, okay, take a break. But get back to it. Friday, it's okay to take a break and get refreshed. Get some for yourself. God is going to use your preparations for yourself as well as for the children. Don't wait till the last minute. If you're teaching Sunday school, don't wait till Saturday. I know it happens sometimes, but let it not be a regular thing. If you're doing it 2 weeks in a row on anything that you're teaching, then you're, I won't say it. Sir, you have raised your hand?
Yeah, I forgot what I was going
to say. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. We want to be ready. It's important that we're ready. God is going to use that. He's going to use our clean heart. We want to be sure that we're checking in regularly, checking ourselves as well. Because we need to tell the children that. We need to tell them in a gentle way. We need to encourage them in a gentle way.
That goes soft.
I'm not talking about that. But it's not like this.
Right.
Kind. Kindness.
Unless you try to get them quiet.
I'm not even going to go into that. Character counts, and kindness matters. This is what a child told me recently. I was giving him a message about, I don't even remember what it was, out the way. He left me speechless. Teacher, character counts, and kindness matters. Okay, I didn't need to say anything more. He pretty much covered it. He covered my half-hour message, 20-minute message in four words. Any questions? How do you prepare? How do you prepare to teach? Do you sit down in a quiet space? Do you take a certain amount of time each day? What can you share with the group?
I'm the associate pastor. I don't always teach. I certainly not on Sundays, but in teaching and preparation is very important. Preparation for even for preaching. I listen to other people who have preached, taught on the same subject. You know, just try to get as much information as I can. Ideas that I didn't think about, you know, someone else did, and it reminds me that this is a good point, you know, to bring up, bring into your teaching process.
We want to be sure we don't overload them with information, right? That's good for us, for our understanding, because if we're better equipped, if we're understanding what we're teaching better, then we can break it down into their level, in words that they can understand. Maybe not give them all the concepts, but we can, we're getting it. Okay, then it's easier to flow.
Right.
Who's using Child Evangelism Fellowship material? Okay, very good. Get a start.
CRT.
Okay.
We have a curriculum.
You have a curriculum. That was going to be my next question.
So, when I prepare, of course, I pray about it, go over it, and this curriculum is laid out. I mean, it's just awesome. It tells you key verse, what you will to the background of the stuff, the lesson, at the end of it, how this affects me. So it has everything laid out for you. So you just have to study that with your Bible and pray about it, and then you learn it. I mean, you certainly read through, you could use it. That's not what you want to do. You want to learn what it says so that you can present it in a way that the children can understand.
Right.
So that you don't have to just read it word.
Yeah. You don't want to be reading your Bible lesson to the children at all. You're going to read some portion of Scripture, but you don't, in my opinion, you don't want to go into whole passages, whole chapters. There they are. Or they're throwing stuff at you. Or they're poking each other. We tell our teachers to read the scriptures first, find out what the scripture is, read the scriptures first, and because those are the facts. The text, read the text, use the text, absolutely. But the scripture part is going to give you the facts. And we want to give the facts to the children, the truth. The text will usually break it down in a simpler way, the facts. And maybe give you storytelling ideas. For me, I like to put my scriptures in my, listen to them. So I'm listening to them while I'm getting ready. And I want to hear the content. So not just the three scriptures here and the three scriptures here where they've gotten the story from, but I'm going to listen to a good portion of it. I like listening to it. And I want it right here, right in my, I put earbuds in my ears and I'm walking around listening. That works for me. Work for each person, it's different. Some people have to read it. And that's important too, that you're reading. Any other ideas?
But we have a curriculum we go by. Mm-hmm. So then we break it down, and the way I do it, I study every day. Mm-hmm. But not only for the children class, mm-hmm. but I have a class I go to. I have a Bible study mm-hmm. class I go to. Mm-hmm. So I study every day, mm-hmm. and I have a certain time I go and study. Mm-hmm. And then I my class is on Monday, then I have everything ready I'm going to do for Monday mm-hmm. when Friday comes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, on Friday, you're ready.
Yeah.
Okay. On your release time curriculum, does it have a quiet time for the children, a devotion page?
No. Okay. It's just
we don't have
specific scriptures they have to memorize.
Okay.
But no, there's not.
You only have 45 minutes.
Yes. But it's something that they take home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
we do.
In our curriculum, and you could probably use it as well or get it offline. It might have the verse with a puzzle, couple of puzzles, so that they can take those.
They have them every month. They have a new verse.
We do have these 60-day devotionals that it's one page. And it has the script. They don't even need a Bible. Of course, I'm not saying that they don't need a Bible. But with the little book, it has the verse, and then it has a little story explaining, a brief summary explaining it, and having a real life story, short. Then it has a couple of lines that it tells you to explain what you understand. And then it has a little prayer, short prayer. It's all on one page, real short. But it helps the children begin to have that quiet time, that devotion time.
That's nice.
Because they're going to need that to grow as well. For them to be encouraged to step out.
Good.
They're going to want to feel that same confidence that we want to feel. Is there anything else? We've pretty much covered it. They can write out their testimony. That helps them to, but they have to know what testimony means.
Yeah, right.
So you're going to have to use child words. Write it out so that other children can either read it or they have it in a rows all listed so that they're comfortable sharing it. Like a practice sheet. Mm-hmm. Use the wordless book.
Yeah.
Use their hand. Yes. I shared that with my son that he used his hand because he was thinking about the wordless book and he knew there was five colors.
Right.
So he did it that way. Also, the Bible tells us that Jesus said, I will never leave you. So let's do that again. But when you get here, let's put your name in it. Jesus says, I will never leave Christina.
Okay.
You say you.
I have to hear a couple.
So, okay. And the Lord is my helper. So he's our helper. So you can also use that. So I will never leave you. The Lord is my helper.
Right.
Two things, two scriptures, two promises to help us be strong. There's different ways that you can share with the children. I encourage you to help them, but be prepared. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are kind and merciful to us. I thank you that you're going to show each teacher a method, a technique, a way that they would encourage their children in their group, Lord. Father, I pray for each one of these teachers that they would be bold in sharing with others. And they would not be concerned about if they ask more questions or that I can teach children, but I'm afraid to tell adults because they might ask me hard questions. Father, let that not be a concern, because you say that you will give us the words that we need. Father, help them to know when not to, if it's just somebody who's trying to challenge them. They don't really want to know about Jesus, but they want to distract them from their from the truth that you've taught them. Lord. Show them when it's okay to stop. We love you and we praise you, Lord, and we look forward. We expect the Holy Spirit to work through us, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
You grow.
I have a question.
You what?
You grow. This last year.
She grew.
You grow spiritually.
Amy will do that to you.
Did you feel like this is something you're reinforcing to kids every lesson that you have? Or do you take some time to focus on witnessing
something? In our is child evangelism.
We have child evangelism materials here. We, for the church, we use a calendar curriculum. For early standards and early
standards. Okay. But as you go through your lesson, find something for the safe child. For the unsafe child, it'll be the invitation. As for the safe child, it'll be a challenge. David was bold for God with the Philistines. God wants you to be bold.
Yeah, so you're so kind of always thinking about like how they can share.
Yes. I'll look at use whatever your main topic, your main, if it's be kind, if it's be bold, whatever it is that, you know Jesus as your Savior, you can share with others.
Okay.
About what you've learned today. You can show kindness by sharing with others what you learned today.
Right. Do you guys have something about, I mean, I know you have these tools and things, but like maybe a unit on witness or something?
I have to think about that.
I have everything else.
I do have.
I know you have missionaries.
Yes.
I know you have. But I'm like, I didn't think about, you know, maybe. Let's be a witness. Because we have a lot of tools, right? But in terms of having, like, maybe a series of 4 or 5 lessons where we're just talking about all these things, basically. What is witnessing? How can we do it? And then to continue with it, you know, through our lessons. Like, oh, here's how we can witness. Here's how we can share.
I think as you go through each lesson, I'm sure there is some stuff. We have this.
How to be a witness.
We have this resource Bible. I don't know if you're familiar with this.
I want to share something.
This is an older version. But it has a lot of helps in here. And you can go back here and find on witnessing. And it'll give you a whole list of topics.
There it is.
There's the scriptures. And then there's also helps over here. It's on subjects.
Oh, I see.
That's right.
What Bible is this?
This is the Children's Ministry Resource Bible.
What?
It doesn't look like this. This is the oldie, but
they're
out there. They're white.
It's called Children's Ministry Resource.
Yes.
Okay, that's
it has a Word's Book in the front.
Actually, we might have one of those. Or does Sally has one? Yeah, that's right. Okay.
So you teach here? Like I said,
you teach at this church?
I'm the ministry director here.
Okay.
But I used to teach release time in Compton.
At Compton? Mm-hmm. Okay, what school?
Emerson.
Okay, I don't know if we have that.
We have regular training courses, and online, if you go to CEF, free demos, they give you all kinds of resources there.
Mm-hmm.
Even videos like the old first video that I showed you,
which
you guys came in.
Yeah. But I'll look.
That's
I'll
how it
look.
Is when you're in charge.
Right.
I just want to share something. There's one of my helpers.
Michael actually has a
is there a hotel session or
one day and just leave around Halloween. I bought some candy eyes because
right,
I was
do.
Giving them to the kids,
yes.
You know. And so the marshmallow eyes. And so I just told the kids, you know, God
yeah.
is always watching.
Yes.
Whatever you
also,
do. Well, the little 2-year-old girl took down, I guess, her uncle or somebody was acting up. And she took it's the eyes. God is always watching.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
The last
oh, my God.
2 years old.
Yeah. And isn't that what we want? Somebody else might have said, oh, you're doing Halloween. You know, you had a message for them. That's what happened.
Oh, I'm so sweet.
Okay.
Well,
thank you.
I was thinking hard to stay away. All right, Pat, take care. Oh, thank you. You got to drive?
Yes.
I'm good.
Yeah, believe me.
All right,
thank
you.
Nice
meeting you. You too.
That's what we want, right?
We need that realignment sometimes.
Yeah.
Not sometimes, all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I find this like double sided to me because.
Once I start stacking these chairs up,
children,
two rooms each.
And I gather stuff from
fours,
both sides, you know, sometimes.
Four, four or five.
Pure
or five.
Real
yeah.
Like, oh, I'm gonna take that.
I'll put the child.
But then they really worked at home. It's like, oh, I'm going to down it up a little.
Four?
Yeah.
Four.
Good.
And thank you. It was a wonderful meeting. You're beautiful.
I appreciate that.
Oh, someone left their drink. What's your make it, sweetie?
Somebody to pull, disconnect this?
The stack over three.
That's four?
Yeah, it's a four.
Thank you, sir.
Yes,
the most kind.
Yes, ma'am. Can we get these chairs out of here? One of these tables go here, the other one goes there with the little red chairs around it.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, yep. I feel like it's nice and cool in here. What'd you do?
Open the window.
Oh, yeah.
There's too many bodies in here to have that thing. Not that window.
Oh. If I would have opened the window, they would have said, it's melting. Yeah, I was in here melting. If I put this here,
yes.
I make myself my own table.
What is, you guys put that third one on that end of it.
You can have this chair. I can tell you to put it up there, and that'll be better. Being that you're so much stronger.
He's gonna take him. Yeah. 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 He had the floor off.
The organized ones are already there?
Yeah, you can go start doing. No, you're good. I don't think we're doing anything except taking the chairs out. Then you gotta take the tables out.
Well, like a cowboy.
We're almost there in terms of short pants, but I think he's much taller than you, so. Probably like the worthy button up.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Hawaiian shirts and stuff that are too big for me.
Yeah, I'll tell my son if he says yeah, we'll come get them.
How old is your son?
My son is 25 and the other one is 24.
Okay, good
boys. Yeah.
I have
34. Your son's 34?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. My kid's 25 going on 12.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Mine is in and out of the world.
Yep.
He's a preacher. And he can't seem to.
Just that last cycle five.
Yeah.
And after that, we have the white chair next door.
Yeah, we'll put those in. That'll be the shot right there now.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of mop and we're out.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God from our blessings flow.
Another successful conference.
Yay!
Thank you so much for all you do to help us.